Chapter 2. Adolf Hitler, Man of the Left. Was Hitler's Germany fascist? Many of the leading scholars of fascism and Nazism, Eugene Weber, A. James Gregor, Renzo De Felice, George Massey, and others, have answered, more or less, no. For various reasons having to do with different interpretations of fascism, these academics have concluded that Italian fascism and Nazism, while superficially similar and historically bound up with each other, were in fact very different phenomena. Ultimately, it's probably too confusing to try to separate Nazism and Italian fascism completely. In other words, Nazism wasn't fascist with a capital F, but it was fascist with a lowercase f. But the fact that such an argument exists among high-level scholars should suggest how abysmally misunderstood both phenomena are in the popular mind, and why reflexive rejection of the concept of liberal fascism may be misguided. The words fascist and fascism barely appear in Mein Kampf. In 700-plus pages, only two paragraphs make mention of either word. But the reader does get a good sense of what Hitler thought of the Italian experiment and what it had to teach Germany. The appearance of a new and great idea was the secret of success in the French Revolution. The Russian Revolution owes its triumph to an idea, and it was only the idea that enabled fascism triumphantly to subject a whole nation to a process of complete renovation. The passage is revealing. Hitler acknowledges that fascism was invented by Mussolini. It may have been reinvented, reinterpreted, revised, or extended, but its authorship, and to a lesser extent its novelty, were never in doubt. Nor did many people doubt for its first 15 years or so that it was essentially an Italian movement or method. National Socialism likewise predated Hitler. It existed in different forms in many countries. The ideological distinctions between fascism and National Socialism aren't important right now. What is important is that Hitler didn't get the idea for Nazism from Italian fascism, and at first Mussolini claimed no parentage of Nazism. He even refused to send Hitler an autographed picture of himself when the Nazis requested one from the Italian embassy. Nevertheless, no Nazi ideologue ever seriously claimed that Nazism was an offshoot of Italian fascism. And during Nazism's early days, fascist theorists and Nazi theorists often quarreled openly. Indeed, it was Mussolini who threatened a military confrontation with Hitler to save fascist Austria from a Nazi invasion in 1934. It's no secret that Mussolini didn't care for Hitler personally. When they met for the first time, Mussolini recounted how Hitler recited to me from memory his Mein Kampf, that brick I was never able to read.